USA News, I'm Lance Pry. SpaceX and NASA postponed the company's planned launch of Crew 6 to the International Space Station early this morning because of an issue relating to an ignition fluid. The launch was scheduled from Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Another attempt should be announced soon. California is facing more extreme weather. While the powerful winter system that had earlier triggered record rainfall, heavy snow and flooding in the Golden State was threatening the plains with powerful winds and tornadoes. High wind warnings have been issued today from central Kansas and Oklahoma to Virginia and northern Georgia. Gale force winds have been issued along both U.S. coasts. Did the COVID pandemic actually originate in a Chinese lab?
The Energy Department has concluded with low confidence that the COVID-19 pandemic likely stems from a laboratory leak in Wuhan, China. That's according to a classified report delivered to key members of the House and Senate. Senator Dan Sullivan is pushing for hearings.
Think about what just happened over the last 3 years. One of the biggest pandemics in a century. A lot of evidence that it's coming from the Chinese. And when other countries even raise it, the Chinese use their coercive economic activities to shut people up.
Even so, one source is telling NBC News that the DOE's findings are not being viewed as hugely significant among the intelligence community because there are interagency disagreements about COVID's origins. I'm John Schaefer.
The half-brother of civil rights activist Reverend Al Sharpton is facing up to 20 years in prison. Kenneth Glasgow pled guilty Friday in Montgomery to several federal charges, including tax evasion, mail fraud, and drug conspiracy. Multiple House committees are focusing in on the Biden administration's response to the toxic train wreck in Ohio earlier this month, including how the government supervises giant rail companies. Top Democrat and Republican members on the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee announced that they will hold a meeting on the wreck's environmental and public health impacts. This is USA News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Biden administration officials continue to warn Beijing not to provide lethal aid to Russia.
China provides non-lethal aid to Russia 1 year into Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. The U.S. position is that providing weapons and ammunition would be unacceptable. Here's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on CNN.
Beijing will have to make its own decisions about how it proceeds, whether it provides military assistance. But if it goes down that road, it will come at real cost.
President Biden in Kyiv and Warsaw last week promised to stick by Ukraine along with NATO allies. Biden hosts German Chancellor Olaf Scholz Friday at the White House. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has kicked off a ruling party meeting to discuss agricultural improvements as food shortages are threatening his people. The press release did not say whether Kim spoke during the meeting or how long it would last. Folks in Boston are prepping as more snow is headed their way.
Crews in Boston are busy preparing as a major winter storm takes aim at New England. It's the same powerful system that dumped heavy rain and snow across Southern California. Eastern Minerals Regional Manager Cornelius Martin says he thought there would not be another storm this winter season.
Everybody thought the winter was over. The winter's never over. So it's over. So we're all sitting on Martha's Vineyard, you know, enjoying the summer.
The region did get some snow over the weekend, but much more is expected tonight. I'm Dave Collins.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised.